Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
You know, guys, what I'm really excited for?
If I had to guess, I would say that you're very excited for our shows at the Dynasty Typewriter.
January 11th and 18th of 2023.
We will be live in a mini residency at Dynasty Typewriter, 7:30 p.m. on January 11th and January 18th. Tickets are available now, so you should get them if the Lord calls to you and tells you it's the right thing to do.
Come be rock stars with us, dolls.
She was beautiful.
No matter what they say. And words can bring me down.
Don't you bring me down today. Laura and I just needed to sing that. We both broke into Beautiful by Xena because we were having a moment of
body dysmorphia. In a crippling dysmorphia.
What is that? What's that, like, mutual insanity?
Folie à deux.
We just had folie à deux about Ozempic, and we had to sing that to, like, talk ourselves out of...
Every single day I wake up, I say, is today the day I'm going to get Ozempic?
Everyone is on it.
I say, not today, doll, but no, maybe tomorrow. And then every day is a fucking battle out here. Ozempic army. No, the Ozempic army is...
It's growing.
The U.S. military has nothing on the Ozempic army.
The Ozempic army, it's like in Lord of the Rings when they gather and he's like, build me an army worthy of Mordor.
And just like a ton of thin ladies. Ooh.
I was...
Serving cunt.
I hope you keep on serving cunt.
Keep on serving cunt.
Okay. She looks stunning, by the way.
She's probably on Ozempic.
Yeah. No, she's just always...
No, Luann is naturally light.
She's incredible. Yeah. I wanted to talk about what I'm going to be doing immediately after recording this is listening to...
Getting on
Ozempic and listening to Lizzie Moss recap Scary Island.
Guys.
I know it's a
cheat. You're part of the problem.
I know it's a cheat, but I want to hear Elizabeth Moss talk about Kelly Bensimon. I do.
Bethany knew she could get people. She could get the gays. She goes, I'll give him Scary Island. I'll give him Elizabeth Moss.
The gays love Elizabeth Moss. We love
now
Elizabeth
I
Moss.
Now I want to listen to it.
Well, of course, we have to. I'm sorry.
It's our duty as American our duty citizens to listen to go on Ozempic and then listen to Bethany Frankel's podcast.
Do you think she's on Ozempic?
No, she is Ozempic.
Yeah, she's...
She was born Ozempic and she'll die Ozempic.
I just think it's, I like just a super prestige, gritty actress recapping the most prestige episode of Housewives of all time.
Is she, but has she watched before? She's watching for the first time.
Oh, no, I think she's a fan. She's like a big fan. I think she's been...
I'm seething with jealousy.
She's done like those reenactments on Watch What Happens Live. Like, I think she's like actually like a Housewives girl. I know. Look at you. That's like... I just heard... That was like that meme of Ben Affleck going...
I just bend.
You did. You just bend like smoking a cig. Look at you right now.
What's it all for, you know?
What's it all for,
I'm throwing in my I'm happy to be... It's time to give up.
Guys, we're back. We are back in person. Lars is officially...
COVID negative.
Rona neg.
For once in my fucking life.
Oh, you are... You're like Bolsonaro, like getting COVID like every fucking week.
I truly have.
You had a. It was. You had.
I got out just in time. Got negative just in time because I was literally. I spent a day just in bed yesterday because I felt like kind of tired and unmotivated, and I was like, "Oh, this is like the beginning of depression," that was hearkening back to the early days of quarantine where we just weren't allowed to leave our apartments for months and we couldn't go anywhere. And then eventually you start to just become convinced that you belong in your apartment and to be anywhere else would be wrong.
You're like, and this is all I'm good for.
This is all I know. This is all I'm good for. I shouldn't even talk to anyone else, nor can I even talk to anyone else.
No, why would you?
And about 6 days of that is like my threshold until I start to believe I'll just be a cave person. So thank fucking God we're back and interfacing IRL and like getting some plans on the docket. Like it's gonna be okay.
You saw iconic Michelle Collins.
Well, no, she texted me last night and she's like, do you want to go to dinner? And I was like, you know what? I took stock of my whole vibe and I was like, I've been in sweatpants all day, been in my bed all day. Haven't washed my hair, like it's in a teeny little ponytail. Like I was like, I'm tired, so I should probably rest. And then I took the test and I was negative and I was like, okay, I'm released from this hell, but I'm still just gonna be.
No, you just have to give yourself one allow yourself one more night of like psychosis and then be like, I'm ready. And it's a crisp day, the sky is blue.
The rain was incredible.
Let
the rain fall down.
Tuesday, the rain was...
It was a monsoon.
It was a nor'easter. Like, positively sideways rain. The wind whipping.
It was a proper monsoon.
It was a proper monsoon.
It was a typhoon.
There was, like, a flash flood warning.
Yeah, I didn't get that in my area.
I didn't either.
But I know people that did. So that made me feel good. I was like, well, I'm on a little bit higher ground, I guess. Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about a flash flood.
Yeah, I guess not. But yeah, it's I think you picked a good week to be
timing
COVID
wise
positive.
It was good.
Yeah.
Mental health wise.
You got it over with before the holidays.
Yeah. And now I'm free to be me.
And like, you know, there's gonna be some fucking wave.
Oh, I think this is the beginning of it.
Yeah. I think you got in on the right on the ground floor, Dole.
I'm ahead of the curve.
I've been on like a Naomi Watts bender this week.
Really?
Speaking of like agoraphobic, I was began watching a movie she was in called The Wolf Hour, where she is like it's during like the Son of Sam era summer in New York, and she's
in the 70s.
She's a recluse living in the Bronx who's like a writer, and she lives in her grandmother's apartment, and she's, you know, afraid to go outside, and then she's being tormented by an unseen person, but she doesn't know if it's
just her mental health slipping away.
Or
the Son of Sam.
Ms. Sam. But she's
sounds
always
bad.
It's really bad.
I'll be real. It sounds terrible.
And we also, and this was actually like so bad that it was good. We watched a movie called Down, which came out in 2001. Naomi Watts is in it. She plays a hard-nosed like New York Post reporter investigating elevator deaths at a made-up skyscraper called the Millennium Building. And it turns out the elevators like are
possessed.
May or may not be like possessed.
That's cool.
But it was set during, it came out like the year 9/11 happened, or like, so it got buried, I think, because it was like
bad timing.
They referenced like they were like, well, you know, the Twin Towers had that bomb in 10 years ago, and like they referenced like a Tower of Doom and like people falling to their deaths, and I'm just like,
Naomi Watts
Wait,
could not
they
have...
knew. But they, like,
they
that was,
know.
Like, a prescient, like, psychic move.
No, but also I was just thinking, like, she cannot catch a break. She always... Everything she's in is a stinker.
Well,
Come
the
on.
Sheer volume with at which she works...
She and Nicole...
I think that just is... There's going to be a lot of stinkers, and then there's going to be some major wins.
She's obviously been in
Did
some
you watch
major
the
wins.
Tsunami movie?
Oh, The Impossible?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, she's great.
She was nominated for that.
You should watch this movie that I almost watched on a plane but turned off, where she's, like, stuck in the snow.
Oh, I can't.
Why? You can really fuck with a lot of things. That's where you draw the line.
I'll go with, like, killer sentient elevators, but I will not watch Naomi Watts, like,
yeah. I was like, why would I want to watch this, I thought to myself 5 minutes in, and then I said I don't.
But every movie she's in, I click to see, like, the rotten, it's always like a 48%.
But then she'll come out the gates with something incredible.
Yeah.
And prove herself once again.
Listen, she's got to make money. She's working, she has two kids.
It's hard out there.
Leave Schreiber, probably hard to be divorced from him.
Yeah.
Right.
I respect a woman that works and
Me
works
too.
And works.
I love the dynamic with her and Nicole. Must be, I feel like they've probably reached like a good where they don't let any of that stuff, like, bother them.
No, I think it's from that perspective, I think you're always getting paid.
Yeah.
And you want to act. So you're going to take, like, you want to consistently work and act and get paid. And I think that that's, like, very respectable.
Me too. I love her. I just love watching her. And, like, I won't watch her in, like, the snow movie, but I just love watching her in these, like, ridiculous movies.
Is she your favorite actress?
She's someone that I will always, like, if she's on the TV, I'm like, I'll watch her.
You're drawn to her.
Yeah. I think she's...
That's probably why she works so often, is because everyone's like, you know what?
There's something about
I'm
her.
In.
I mean, she has that star power.
Mm-hmm.
I love that she and Nicole are, like, basically childhood best friends, and then both became A-list.
I love that she lived in her car and ate, like, Snickers bars.
Naomi did?
Yeah. She was, like, a super struggling...
When she first moved here?
...actress in L.A., like unhoused vibes, so, and sorry, she was
so when,
she talks about it and was like on her like desperate Hollywood hustle,
like,
and then
drive.
Made it, so, and yeah, I think that was her big breakthrough, but it was also like very much her life.
Mm-hmm.
If memory serves, so it also then tracks why she would just work and work and work and work forever, because if you experience that kind of like lack and
oh
scarcity.
Yeah, I have no, like, I'm not knocking her for, like,
no, I'm not saying you are,
but I do love that she's like, she's just like in these movies,
she's out here in the shit, she's in the suck.
But I do love also the like ongoing drama between her and Laura Harrier, or Laura, the woman that was her co-star in Mulholland Drive, what's her name, Laura something?
Oh, the brunette. What's the drama? That brunette has not worked, right?
No, she has not.
she stopped.
If you want a wild Instagram, what's her name, can you look it up?
Yeah,
it's like Laura something. People are probably screaming at me.
Laura Herring.
So Laura her Instagram right now, her Instagram is like wild, that she's a wild follow, but mm-hmm. She around Oscars time posted this long sweeping caption about the last time she went to the Oscars was like for Mulholland Drive. And she was like, Naomi Watts wanted to put together, she wanted to host an Oscars party. And she goes, and I didn't have any money at the time because I hadn't been paid yet, but I wanted to support her. So I gave her all the money I had for this Oscars party. And then when I showed up to the award, she was with David Lynch and they both snubbed me. And Naomi Watts, like, wouldn't look at me and, like, left me there. And I was just, like... And she was, like... And I was wearing, like, Oscar de la Renta. And, like, she tagged... and then she went to talk about that movie that he did where they were all wearing, like, rabbit masks.
Inland Empire?
No. Yeah. Or I don't know if it was that one, but it was another one. And she was, like, I had to leave. She goes, I get claustrophobic in masks, and like I couldn't take it, so they had to replace me because another actress who came in was like less sensitive than I was or something.
Well, sounds like you couldn't do the job.
But she hates Naomi Watts, and she has this long-standing bitterness with her and David Lynch.
Damn.
And she thinks, she's like, I don't know why Naomi Watts hates me so much, but what can I do? Like, she must have been jealous of me or something.
I love taking to social media in that way, saying that long of a thing, and then literally just like laying all your mentally ill fucking schizoid baggage out on the table and being like, I don't know why these people hate me. I don't know why I haven't worked.
It's like,
babe, look in the fucking mirror.
But she, yeah.
I don't know why.
She snubbed me. She goes, but she was, you know, she was with Nicole Kidman at the time. Like, obviously that was a bigger ticket for her to be with her best. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Anyway.
Haterism.
So it's, but I,
scary
I want,
out there.
I would like some kind of long read about the drama of Mulholland Drive.
I'll bet there's, yeah. I mean, if there is drama and it's not just like Hollywood drove this bitch crazy, which sounds like it probably is, like you're in a movie that does really well, but then you never work again and you develop a chip on your shoulder about everyone else and like you're the victim in all of this. I don't know how long that read. It's a short read.
There probably is some truth to like what she's saying about like, I bet Naomi like, did snub her, but like probably it was probably because she just didn't want to deal with her.
Yeah,
which like
when you're a fucking psycho, you tend to get snubbed everywhere you go. Like if people are snubbing you over and over, you kind of eventually have to do the math and put together that the common denominator is you.
Is you Dole?
It's you Dole.
Yeah.
Prayers for her. Hope she gets better. She probably won't.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Wait, speaking of deeply mentally ill white women, I started watching Real Housewives of Orange County, like, the last season. Because I was like, you know what? It's time. Yeah. And I honestly actually thought it was the new season. So I was like, I'll just start watching. And it wasn't. But now I'm hooked again. And I'm going to get through this all and then be back, like, be on the train.
Yeah.
And it is, like, really good to me.
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched the last... I've watched, like... I've gone in and out with, like, watching a few episodes, but I haven't been consistent. But, like, they continue to provide. I will be watching when Tamara's back on.
Yeah. But, like, Heather Dubrow is back.
Great.
And she is... She's a fierce and ferocious businesswoman. How are they so rich? It's actually shocking. They're, like, scary wealth rich.
Him.
And I think she had, like, a home shopping network or, like, QBC something or the other. Or they did that together. But they are...
But he has, like... I think he has a phenomenally successful...
business.
Plastic surgery practice.
Yeah. And he's been on TV and stuff. Their house
is insane. Yeah. And their
Shannon
kids.
Bador is so unwell. I'm like, this woman should not be on TV, yet here she is, which is my favorite type of person.
She's kind
of like, Bravo, you have fucking blood on your hands.
She's a dark horse for, like, one of the great housewives, because she's
been in this game for a long time.
She's been on
too.
For like 10 years.
Like
10 or maybe 8
just
years.
Just a long time.
Yeah, it's imploded her family.
She's shell-shocked.
Is she married now to, like, a Dirty John type?
I don't know what anyone's current status is. I just know what's happening on this past season. But she's dating. She has this business. Does she sell health supplements?
She is from a extremely rich family, I think. Like, she has a trust fund. Because I don't think David, her ex, was...
I think he was.
Was he rich?
The way it looks to me, just from watching these episodes, is that, like, they had got divorced and she had to move out of her, like, massive mansion and move into, like, a far more conservative, like, beach house kind of vibe.
I feel like she did come from money, though.
Love that for her.
And then there's that lawyer, Gina. No, not Gina.
Gina Emily is the lawyer.
Her husband is, like, a abusive gay guy who, like, is so...
And also, like, a literal...
A cruel person.
And she's he just passed the bar after, like,
10 years.
Years of trying.
But I think that was an excuse to not be with his family. Because
he scares me. He has scary energy, and she has a dark energy about
her
as well.
Really dark. But their dynamic, that's, I think, partly why I didn't watch it. Because, like, he scares me so much, and he's so mean to her, and, like,
he seems better now because he almost died of COVID. So he came back from the other side, and I think it softened him a little bit.
Was he unvaccinated?
I don't know. It was touch and go. He literally was, like, almost dead.
Well,
so now he seems to be a little more grateful.
Karma.
And then Gina, who's also, like, an alcoholic. I was like, everyone is low-key alcoholics on this show.
Isn't she from, like, Long Island?
She's from New York originally.
She's rough.
She got, like, a DUI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also,
I think, had, like, a legitimately abusive ex-husband.
Yeah, I think she lives in, like, a shitty, like...
She and Emily seem to be, like, the more, like, the poor ones, quote-unquote, on the cast. And then there's some plastic surgeon, like, med spa lady who she and her husband seem like they hate each other and things are going downhill.
OC, I think out of all the franchises, sorry to interrupt you, they have the worst, like, the most toxic marriages.
It's insane.
Like starting with Tamara
really
and Simon.
Like, it reminds me a lot of Oklahoma City, like the type of women that I grew up around, and like the like just their vibes and their horrible personal style, and like
they all have terrible.
The personal style is so unbelievably bad that
Heather
I find
has
it
good
to
style.
Be.
But it's like kind of.
It's not. No one has really good style in OC. It's comfort. It is a balm to my soul, though, to see these women just with the worst style, living in the most garish, hideous houses, yeah. And just like having like horrible marriages and
it's
suffering
like the
from
OKC
alcoholism.
Of
it's
Southern
really
California.
Like it's upper middle class Oklahoma City energy, and I feel comforted by it.
I think the peak of OC for me was when Sarah Winchester, who claimed to be from like the Winchester family, I don't know, I guess they're like a big family in California, but she was an insane alcoholic, so dark-sided. I think she's in QAnon now, and she was friends with Gretchen, and she came to Heather DeBro's birthday party, and Heather had never met her before, and while Heather brought the cake out and was like addressing everyone, being like, thank you so much, Sarah just took a piece of the cake and like ate it or stuck her fingers in it while she, and then like,
I think I remember this drama, like,
and then
happening.
ate like the candle, like that was edible somehow. And Heather was like, why did you just do that? Like, you just stuck your fingers and it became this whole drama. And Sarah was like, no, she's like, what do you mean? You fucking bitch. And like, it was just like, and it was such an unhinged, like, oh, this is a crazy, like, this is a sociopath person.
Yeah.
But then to see her try to defend herself, and Heather and her husband were like, please leave.
The great thing about Heather is that she actually knows what's happening. Like, she, like, has to be, like, on top of her shit. She, like, has a sense of what's going on and has a sense of, like, up from down.
Well, she also, like, lived in New York.
Well, yeah, she's like a real one. And so you put her around these absolute cuckoos and then they like do things to her. And she's just like constantly like, what is going on?
OC also gave us the most unhinged housewife of all time, Kelly Dodd.
Oh, yeah. And Vicky. Is Vicky coming back? Friend of? She better. She's my favorite person.
She's
in
the best
world.
Housewife of all time.
She really is like queen of
QAnon
life.
Or not. I'm like.
There's also this woman on last season called Noella, who was married to that James guy.
Yeah.
Who like immediately divorces her the start of the season and like dips. He like divorces her, locks her out of like credit cards. He's like runs away to Puerto Rico and gets like a Puerto Rican divorce. And she's like, what? And she's just shell-shocked from it.
Does she have to, like, move and everything?
I don't know. She's just finding out, and she's, like, blindsided. But she started out the season bragging about how they have, like, the best sex, and they have, like, a sex dungeon, and, like, how she's, like, bisexual, and, like, and then he's, like, divorcing. I'm so here for it.
Oh, my God.
That and Potomac I've been watching, and it's just, like, it's been great.
I saw a clip where Candace told Ashley that Michael, she's like, my friend goes over and Michael comes over to his house and he lets Michael suck his dick.
Is this supposed to be on next
week? I think
so.
She tells Ashley that.
It's time for someone to tell Ashley a thing or two.
Well, she got the memo because they got divorced.
Yeah.
But she definitely, like, there's no way she wasn't, like, completely aware of this and just, like, in it to keep, which I get.
She's so, like, my initial feeling is like, I do not like this woman at all. She grates on my very last nerve because I think she's like so naive, but I think she's not really naive.
She's dumb as a fox.
But then I like find myself coming around and I'm like, oh, Ashley. And I'm like, I find myself wanting to like her. And then she does something like in the last episode where she keeps trying to come for Candace's husband. And I'm like, okay, well, I fucking hate you again.
Yeah.
And I love Candace and I'll do anything for Candace.
Candace is a comedian and she's a singer. She's a chanteuse.
She's a literal pop star.
She is. Her music's good.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. and she's done some bad shit. Like, she definitely, like, the whole, like, Monique thing, I still think was, like...
was the Monique thing?
Monique, like, tried to kill her at the vineyard.
Thing? Oh, they had a flashback of that, that's but I haven't watched that.
Monique literally swung at her. She hit her in the face. But Candace was also provoking her nonstop. And, like, I'm not going to, like, victim blame, but she was definitely, like, she didn't just swing at her out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But Monique's rage at Candace, I think is, like, it was such a disturbing moment in television. This gay producer was just trying to, like...
hold her back. Showed a flashback of it, and I was like, holy shit.
And Monique was like, let me go through. And, like, it was so... but, like... and he's like, Monique, you cannot... she's like, just let me go through. Just let me just talk. I need to kill her. And then she runs around to the side knowing that Candace is getting in a car, and she goes... she runs. I've never seen so... I was like, holy shit. She's the T-1000. And then they stop her, and she's just sitting there on the lawn, like, and Candace gets away. But I'm just like, her power to instigate, her power to provide.
She's a shit fucking lines. Stir.
She's a shit fucking stir, but she knows what she's doing.
You know who else I low key love? It's Wendy.
Oh, I love Wendy.
Dr. Wendy. She invited everyone to a burn session where they went to a winery, and she was like, we're all going to take a piece of paper and write down all the things that we don't like about each person. And we'll go around.
Always a good idea.
Yeah. And you'll tell them what they don't like, and they have to own it. And then they were telling her, and she, like, wouldn't own it. And it evolved into, like, chaos.
I love Wendy.
Like a light chaos. Yeah. Wendy's doing the work.
John Hopkins professor Wendy.
And she's so busy. She has so much on her plate.
Her husband. Her mom, her relationship with her mom always made me emotional.
There's also like a cancer faker kind of storyline. Mia's having
did you see like the whole thing with her mom?
I've just seen like some flashbacks of that.
I guess maybe that's why I have some sympathy for her. I haven't watched.
She scares me.
Yeah.
She's a dark energy.
One last thing before we discuss other
important
women.
Ladies, yeah.
Lindsay Lohan is having a week. She's now being styled by La Roche, and
that's huge.
Also, it's huge because he came for her when she snubbed his styling of Zendaya for the camp Met Gala, where she was like Cinderella.
She snubbed.
She like came for him, and then he like dragged her really hard.
Wow.
But now he's working with her. She looked fucking amazing at Good Morning America. That outfit.
That, like, color-blocked outfit.
I loved it. Her hair. I don't know. She's looking fresh. The movie, apparently, IndieWire said it's the Citizen Kane of Hallmark Christmas movies. Or Netflix. No, Richard Lawson from Vanity Fair
really good.
Said...
it'll give you what you need.
It's like a typical run-of-the-mill, but he said her performance is, like, way better than expected and need to be.
Great.
I just want her to do well.
Let her live. I'm always like a little sus, but I want to see her win.
Me too. It's really hard to be a Lohan fan because you're just waiting for her.
You like it I like it when she acts up, but ultimately I do want to see her win. But then I do have a little part of me that's like, I want her to get crazy again.
I do. It does feel like she's genuinely gotten her shit together.
I'm just also a little bit. Not disappointed, but weirded out about like it. There's almost like a narrative at play that's like, oh, now she's finally like married, so she's like not a feral animal anymore. You know what I mean? And I resent that a little bit.
Well, I think I think she's helped do it, but like her whole like queer history has been sort of like erased in a way. Like no one talks about it anymore that she was like. This unabashed, like, queer icon in the... you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, she was, like, a psychotic, like, bisexual / lesbian.
But she never actually, like... she was doing that before it was, like, cool to be, like, I'm queer.
I know.
And, like, she doesn't... no one really talks about that anymore.
Now she seems... there's something that's, like, a little bit pod person. And I can't put my finger on what it is. But I'm excited for her, and I want her to, like... literally, I'm like, give it 5 years and let her win an Oscar.
I alternate theory, like, I get what you're saying. Like, it does seem like she's, like, she's settled. She's got a good man. Like, she's finally got her and it's like she needed a man to stabilize her.
Yeah.
I don't like that either. But I think it's more just, like, she doesn't. I think living as far away as you can has actually been the best thing for her.
Yeah.
I don't think it's even really about, I think it's.
And the press can't, like.
No, it's they illegal.
They can't go, would not only that, but, like, they can't, like, shit on her in the same way because
there's nothing
everyone, good. Like, just this backlash would be too much, I think. So now everyone has to be, like, really nice to her. I don't know. She's definitely in a position of power once again.
I do, but I think it's just, I think New York and LA were just like.
We need a long Vanity Fair interview where she like talks about.
But she, things. That's the one thing I don't like which about her like vibe now is like she never really, she's never, other than the Oprah interview, but still she was full of shit in that interview.
Yeah.
She's never really been completely honest about
anything.
There were moments in her show like when she was like, my mom is like a really toxic presence in my life and we can't be around each other that much because then we start getting codependent and like we don't have boundaries. So like that, I was like, that's real. And that felt like she was finally like identifying the problem, which was Dina.
Yeah.
Was and Michael Lohan. But she's never really been honest about the fact that she's a fucking addict. And has mental illness. And, like, I'm just kind of, like, she's never really going to own up to that. So, like, which is fine. It's everyone can do what they want. Like,
but how
just,
do you go?
She doesn't owe us like, anything is what I'm saying.
How do we go from Mykonos to where we're at now?
She probably got on, my theory is that she's got on really good medication.
Maybe. Or she just was, like, meant to be a wife. And that really did settle her down. I need to know a little bit more.
Maybe it's less about the man, but she just found like a partner that like compliments her and she feels like fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. Something, she seems like regal now.
The air of mystery, I think, will work in her favor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But like,
just for me personally, it's not working.
But like seeing her come out of the studios and like the hordes of fans and she's just like, and she's like, going up to every person and it's like
she's the Princess Diane.
She is. She's the princess of Dubai. I'm just like
is she like full blown Muslim now? Like I need to know so much.
She talked about God a lot.
Did you ever listen to her podcast?
No.
Me neither. Let's get into it.
I'm like,
enough of a short intro. Let's get into it. We're 37 minutes in. Okay. We're 30 minutes in, I guess.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcast. Salty Utah Queens. Chaos Choir. This is Waiting for Guffman.
This literally is.
This was, I actually didn't like this whole, I felt it was too canned and like.
I liked all the drama, but then there was a lot of like talking about feelings and things that I was like, found myself taking to the phone.
Heather's really, she's got her like producer hat on.
But she's also pissing me off because she did lie.
She did lie.
And then she's trying to, like, get mad. It's like, okay, I get that it's a sensitive subject because of death, but also you lied.
These women flip-flop a lot with their friendship loyalties. Mm-hmm. Like,
Lisa Barlow is a different person. I'm obsessed with the approach that she's taking is, like, pious, God-fearing woman who really needs to reevaluate her relationship with the Lord and is just, like, a sweet mom that, like, loves to play basketball.
I love when she goes, God loves me so much.
I'm really important to God. I mean, not no. You are. I love Whitney and Angie.
Just in the cold street.
Whitney goes, and a 5, 6, 7, 8. And then they start doing their, like, rehearsals.
And then all of a sudden Meredith goes, Our next audition, Jerwin, woo. Meredith is like truly
she's
mother to these gays. She's fucking high. She's barred out.
Yeah. Angie K has never been more psyched to be in like a little dainty outfit.
Well, Jerwin goes, I'm going to sing When the Saints Come Marching In. I was like, and then
that must have been a request. Like, you sing that or you sing something else.
But then Heather went like this.
Yeah, Angie K.
She goes,
Angie K.
Meredith.
Obsessed with her.
Yeah, Jerwin. Jerwin. Meredith and Jen are like out in the hallway talking to some other guy that's like auditioning. And Jen goes, sing something now, go. And he goes, and the rocket's red glare. And Meredith's face, she goes.
How many bars is she on?
I think it was like a 4-bar morning. She's actually a little more lucid than sometimes where she's been virtually like managing to stand up, be both vertical and horizontal at the same time. So I think her, like, yeah, whatever she's on, she's figured out the cocktail.
She's in two places
but
at once.
But she does, like, she goes, she was transported to 1776.
She's on the streets of Boston as the cannons of
tea in the tea party.
We've seen Angie K before, but she's now has her own talking head, so she's definitely coming into the fold.
Yeah. The battle of the Angies.
I was into her.
I'm into her too, but I'm like,
she was giving
Angie
me...
K, Dana, and then D all look the same to me. So there's no, I can't, like, I'm having a hard time differentiating them from each other, and I know it will come with time and the more exposed I am to them and their various personalities, but it's just these three women with, like, long, black, straight hair.
I do appreciate that Angie K is Team Barlow all the way,
mm-hmm.
And I just wrote eleganza, even though, like, she wasn't even giving that much. I wrote chic, glam, eleganza.
It was a tall... with long straight share hair and a like
tinted sunglasses,
tinted crystal sunglasses, telling Angie H how it is. And there's one moment where they're like yelling at each other about Finstagate.
Yeah.
And Whitney comes over and she's looking at someone off camera and like mouthing things to them.
It's like
she looks off camera and goes,
someone's holding cards for her.
She goes, wait. You're telling me that Angie's husband, Chris, an adult man, made a Finsta account. How did I not know? I'm like, you knew this.
Wait a second.
Wait.
Wait one second now.
You're telling me that an adult man made a Finsta account?
Angie created a Finsta account with her husband?
No, I am so embarrassed. I just want to hide in my top hat.
And to pull my top hat over my head and just be a walking top hat with little feet.
And then all of a sudden, Ms. Shaw comes barreling outside and she goes, ah!
She goes, one second.
One second.
She goes, Angie, you're full of shit.
You're full of shit. She goes,
you use my name to shame me?
And she's like, well, I mean, it was just saying...
I didn't do anything. I didn't do a single thing.
She's like, it was just saying the things that you were being accused of. She goes, but I'm innocent! And I was like, Jen, you're not... Here's the thing. She's not innocent. But I'm also
She has pled guilty, though her innocence remains at question.
She's definitely not innocent. But I just love her continuing to just shout in the middle of the streets, I'm innocent!
I'm fighting for my life!
No one is, by the way, this is the most empty city we've ever...
There's four people just standing there.
That's how it is there.
It is, yeah. It's really like no one out on these streets. Heather is listening. The Wild Rose, though, she's on the case once again. She goes, I must wonder, is this an inconvenience thing or a memory problem? With Angie H not remembering what was said on Finsta.
I think Angie's just blackout.
She's several martinis deep. Her husband is balls deep in other men. He's on Finsta creating a Shaw exposed. I've never heard of anything more homosexual than that.
You have to just disassociate a little.
And she's like, whatever. Like, you know, you have some like messy gay friends in your life when you leave them to their own devices on social media and you're just like, go with God. Like, I can't really be a part of it, but like, you
that's
do
not me,
you.
Right?
No, okay. That's not you.
Okay.
But like, you're just like, peace, love.
Peace, love.
Peace,
still...
love, unity, respect. Do you? Don't include me. That's how she is. She's like, what Chris does on his Instagram in the dead of night is none of my business, nor do I want it to be.
I also think she's just drunk and she just forgets.
Oh, wait, Angie, you might be lying.
Oh, wait one second.
But then that doesn't stop Lisa Barlow from just walking in, strolling in unbothered, in a suit, in a blazer, ready to go. And then
a chunky knit.
She appears behind the curtains and she goes, "Hi, I'm here for the audition."
Hi. She goes, "I'm excited to audition because I do think I'm the only one who can sing." And sing she can.
She can sing. I honestly was like,
"Gorgeous moment."
What note is this? Like, what was? I couldn't even.
She is a star.
Away in the manger.
You've never heard that version?
No, I have, but like the way she was. I couldn't really describe her voice.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bear. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. She like then takes the mic off the stand. She like starts walking, working the room. She's like, "No crying he made." Is that it?
Is that it? And everyone starts.
They are blown away.
And then she basically like. Her plan, I think, was to come to the audition and then immediately leave again.
I don't think she wants to be in the choir. I think she just wanted to audition out of a show of solidarity.
She goes, Heather goes, "You know, I was moved." She goes, "Can't stand her still, but love that she came."
Lisa strolls out into the seating area. She goes, "Hey, guys, did you hear my audition? Did you love it?" And everyone's like, "Yeah."
And then Ange and Wildrose puts aside her questioning of Ange and does her routine with her.
She and Angie perform and then do like the splits. Meanwhile, Jen is fuguing in the back room.
Cursing off Heather. Once again.
Well,
she's...
Heather, I'm also confused about how she suddenly switched loyalties and was like, "It's fine."
Jen goes, "The only reason Heather is just kissing Angie's ass is because she thinks Angie's husband is gonna motherfucking feed her on a yacht.
Her fat elf on the shelf fucking husband." I was like, yes, claws out. Shaw activated.
I mean, but that in itself is such an insult. Like, you're basically saying, like, she can't support her.
She can't take herself on vacation.
That's so... She's a terrible friend to Heather.
Well, Heather kind of was a bad friend to her in that moment.
Yeah.
Lisa goes, "Whatever you do, I've got you. I've got you, girl. Let's go out there."
So they confront Angie.
Whitney comes out from her audition. She goes, "I did some fuertes. I did some pirouettes. It was amazing." And then sits down.
Angie sits on Heather's armoire. And Angie's like, I think Angie's drunk.
Probably.
She goes,
"They go, I love you.
I love you."
And then Jen's like, "What the fuck?"
And then Jen explains why it was fucked up for Chris Harrington to use her name to drag Lisa, which I understand. Like, it was fucked up. And
then Lisa's like, "It's disgusting what your husband was doing. I don't bully anyone online." And then everyone's like,
"I have one account and it's my name. It's my name and my face. So I don't bully anyone online. I'm not a liar. I tell the truth. Sorry I used my platform to tell the truth, Heather."
And then Heather goes, "Lisa, you have no friends."
"The truth is, you have no friends left. Is anyone here still Lisa's friend?" She goes, "Oh, really? Raise your hand if you're not my friend." And then just Heather raises.
And Angie.
I was like, you guys are fucking rude. Stop being mean to Lisa.
But you know, Meredith was like.
Meredith spiritually raised her hand.
She went
like this.
She went like that.
I don't like. Heather does something that I don't like, where it's like, she's mad at Lisa for getting on Twitter and saying,
"I did text you about your dad dying.
I text you, here are the actual receipts in the timeline. So you're lying about this, and here's the truth." Which, like, yeah, that's insensitive, but it's also like, I get why she would do that. And Lisa says, like, "I wanted to clear my name. You accused me of being a liar, and I'm not a liar. So that's why I shared this. And you actually lied about me. And that's why I did this." And then instead of being like, "You're right. Like, I did lie. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was confused." Heather goes, she goes, "You know what? It's a free country. You can do whatever you wanted. So I guess you cleared your name and you're the best person ever. And you get to do." And I'm like, I hate that, like, defensive bullshit with people where they're like, fine, like, you're amazing and you didn't do anything wrong and I did everything wrong. It's like, just say that you fucking lied at the reunion.
Heather did acknowledge, I think either at BravoCon or something, that she, I saw like a panel and she did acknowledge that she fucked up and like, she's like, yeah, it was just all the days blended together at that time. So like, to her credit, she did acknowledge like she flubbed the dates and did mistake when Lisa actually sent the text. But now she's like doubling down on it, I guess. But this was also
just filmed. Took too long for her to like just come around and be like, yeah, like all you have to say is it was a really confusing time. I was really hurt. And then I flubbed the dates and I'm sorry for that.
Lisa didn't need to do what she did.
Yeah, but I get it.
Yeah.
These women are online and Lisa had to clear her name because she's not a liar. Team Barlow.
But then we get to the most important scene of the whole episode, which is Seth and Meredith Marks take a bubble bath together and Meredith toe fucks Seth.
I watched this scene twice. I've never been more turned on by any Bravo content.
Did you jerk off to...
I'm going to. Like, this was...
It was unreal. It was crazy. And like...
The sexual energy at play...
Meredith was like... So they get in the bath and Meredith is sitting on one side and she goes, you're gone for 4 days and I miss you when you go.
Her face though, like she's her determined. Sexy look.
Yeah.
Where she's just like low in the bubbles and it cuts her and she's like,
she's literally like fingering
she's literally
his asshole.
Giving him a foot job under the she thing, is. And he's like,
and she's like, and she goes, Brooksy's coming to town. And he goes, can you not mention her kids while you're like shoving your toe up my ass? I was just like,
I love it. And I was literally like, smash cut to me waltzing into that bathtub going, there room enough for three?
Can I join?
Oh my God.
Do you think she pegs him?
I think that they're showing like a level of in relationship intimacy that, yeah, I think ass play has to be on the menu after a certain point. If you're super...
They're so hot for each other.
Yeah.
They went through like a really, I think that horrific time they went through made it so much better for them.
I'm turned on by both of them.
They're amazing.
They're so sexy.
But I love...
Energy's off the charts. I was like, Meredith is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Her just staring. Bless you.
Seth is so hot. But he's also like really freaky and like he's a pod person. He has Todd Peterson.
She's a femme top and he's kind of a beta bottom, and I think that's why they work well together.
He has Todd Peterson Instagram energy.
I don't fuck with his social media because I can't have my Seth boner be taken down.
It
was sexually charged from top to bottom.
It was the most sexually charged scene maybe ever on Housewives.
Her smile in the bath, I'll never forget. I'm gonna get that like tattooed.
Get that tattooed on your...
I was like, this woman is so sexy.
Right here.
Yeah. A full side Rip. Piece, a trunk piece. Wow.
Heather and Dre go to their second beauty lab location. That's like, this was like...
Whatever.
I just heard Heather is a mogul in the making.
Kinda. I'm going to ask my stepmom if she's heard of Heather Gay.
All right.
And Beauty Lab and Laser.
A true mogul.
Mm-hmm. Because they're in the same biz.
Yeah, and they're nearby.
They're doing like the same thing, which is, I guess, franchising out like their med spas. So I wonder if like Heather Gay is on the radar.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lisa and John head to like what looks like a Roy Rogers.
This restaurant.
I was harrowed.
I was shaken to my core.
Those it didn't napkin feel dispensers right. At a table. I'm like, why are they wearing such? I was like, you guys are at like a.
What's the lighting vibe of this like cafeteria?
Yeah, it was a weird. It was like. Why no judgment. So I was just like, they just, I thought they were like going into like Toscana or something.
Well, I was ready for that. You know where I really wanted them to be? Ruth's Chris. I was Ruth's like, Chris this is no Ruth's Chris.
This Ruth's Chris is like,
Ruth's
Chris. Ruth's Chris is like a Michelin star compared to this.
Do you think they have Vita tequila at Ruth's Chris? It made me dying to go back. But the only Ruth's Chris I really want to go to is the one in Salt Lake City.
The one that resurrected you.
It brought me back from the dead, but now I want to go and have a, I want to go and say I'm definitely going to do a Vita cocktail.
Every waiter in Salt Lake City appears to be like a blue-haired gay.
This one wasn't.
I know, I'm blue-haired,
but
like,
he was like dancing.
Yeah,
like, he was kind of like pirouetting over to the table.
Yeah,
he like put his arms over his head. I feel like at one point was like, that's amazing, like do that, you'll have that, you'll have that.
He was like,
I hear the lavender ones are really good.
She goes, John and I, we always like to go places where we know they're serving Vita. And they go, do you have Vita tequila? And the guy's like, yeah, it's really popular here. And she goes, I don't think this guy knows that John and I are the owners of Vita.
So I'm definitely going to do a Vita cocktail. She goes, I love my new bracelet. Thank you. I love when it's just us. And John goes, I know, it's strange. I was like, that's not the answer I want from my hubby.
Lisa, when they're walking in, she goes, I took Henry to like get sweets and it was so cute. Lisa,
she's trying so hard.
She is basically like, again, she continues to be like, I'm so sad. I have such an incredible, blessed life and all of my siblings are in misery.
She has been humbled by the housewives machine.
Yeah.
And this is like her come to Jesus era.
Literally.
Literally. But I'm ready for her, and I accept this era in hopes that the Queen of Sundance will reign supreme once again, rise like a phoenix from the ashes, and become mother to all these bitches.
She, by the way, John's pupils are saucers.
He's rolling.
He might be on ecstasy. Lisa goes, I feel like right now I don't have much of a connection to the Heavenly Father. I'm very important to God, and I feel like I'm not honoring that.
She's losing her relationship to God, according to her. My surf and turf queen. I was so... I needed that lobster tail and that big old filet mignon.
Maybe we're the fools and this is like the best restaurant in Utah.
The filet looked good and I noticed that she was like on the rare side of medium rare. So I was like, spiritually, we're aligned.
I'm very important to God.
I think she should be Jewish again, is my hot take.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Mormonism is love and light to all the Mormon listeners, but you guys know you're crazy.
I really think Lisa should join the cast of Real Housewives of New York.
She should leave Salt Lake City entirely. She should move away. There's
she should
no
move
saving
to New York.
It, and she should move to New York where she will be respected.
She's a native New Yorker.
Yeah, she is. And she needs to leave the Mormon church. She needs to convert back to Judaism
and
become
John.
The queen of the New York Tribeca Film Festival.
Would John convert to Judaism for her?
I think John will do anything she wants him to do.
I want her to live in New York and be like, close to home.
I want to see her strutting in the streets.
She would be in the meatpacking district every single... They would live in the meatpacking district.
I love it down here.
I love it down here.
I love the hustle and bustle.
The grid.
New York energy.
I love the New York vibe.
I love the High Line.
I do love the High Line.
It's great. I stroll every day. I'm back in Hudson Yards again.
I love Hudson Yards. I love the Chelsea Piers.
It's really gorgeous. I see all the gays come out here. They say hi to me. I say hi to them. I've never felt more connected to God. I think what
she needs God to move
is
to New
trying
York.
To tell her is that you are straying farther and farther from my light.
By being a Mormon.
And if you want to really get super close to God, the Heavenly Father, I think the only way to go is to be Jewish. That's like deeply godly. That's my hot take.
I just think, no one opens the door for a native New Yorker. That's Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa should be on The Masked Singer.
She should be. She's literally would go.
That is the weirdest show.
Away in a manger.
Jenny McCarthy's like.
No crib for his head. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Is that it?
Is that it?
Jen and Sharif are chatting, and Sharif is pissed.
Jen's sick voice. Her hair looked amazing.
Fierce. I really can't say enough how badly I do not want her to be in prison.
Sharif is just pissed. He's going through like an angry moment in his grief of all this, and he's just yelling, which I don't blame him.
It's so sad.
He goes, I can forgive you if you apologize.
He hates, well, I guess like Jen has gotten just like online bullied to hell and back and is literally like on the verge of death from all the hate that she gets online, it's a whole other thing.
She shouldn't have scammed elderly people.
Allegedly. No, I mean, that shouldn't have happened. You should not commit crimes, but like treating people like her, like they're like fucking serial killers or something is like, no, you like stole money from people. It's not right, but
it's not right,
but it's okay. Like, I don't believe that's right.
You don't think she's like on the same level as Dahmer?
No, I think like violent offenders should be locked up and then like treated or just like fucking killed. But like people who are committing like white collar crimes
or like
on Jersey Shore family
drug
reunion.
Offenses. I don't think.
No, like absolutely not. On Jersey Shore Family Reunion, they just, like, filmed the scenes where, like, Situation has to go in for his hearing and, like, get sentenced. And they literally, one of the news reporters, all the whole cast except for JWoww and Vinny are, like, watching it in a bar down the street. And the news reporter falsely reports that Mike gets sentenced to 24 months. And everyone loses their minds. Snooki's going, no, what the fuck, 2 years, and Dina's crying. Angelina's like pretending to cry and like wipe away tears. Ron just goes into the bathroom and you hear like things getting destroyed. He like goes ape shit and like punches a wall. Polly D is like can't handle it, and then they realize that was incorrect and he only got 8 months. But still, it's a real commentary on the justice system and like how I don't think you should be put in a horrible prison.
Prison
is not a helpful
prison,
place.
The prison system needs to be abolished.
I just don't think anyone deserves to go like into prison unless you've like brutally murdered people and have no remorse and haven't done a thing to make it right. Or like if you're truly a menace to society and your community, like, yeah, get out of here.
I think there's varying degrees of like menace. like con artists and stuff. Like, I, you know, it's, but I think drug offenses, especially like one-time drug offenses that are like extremely like racially stacked against like Black people, Black men specifically, like that needs to be stopped yesterday. And like Jen Shah should not be in like a maximum security prison.
No.
But like she'll probably go to like a minimum security prison like Felicity Huffman did.
Yeah, I just hate it.
Speaking of, Mike's situation is expecting a girl.
Is it his second child because he has a son?
Mm-hmm. Lisa goes to a totally barren frozen park with a basketball court.
I hated this.
I hated this whole scene. It this reminded me of childhood, of like Tuesday afternoon in like January.
I hate it.
It made me so March. Depressed. Yeah, it just made me really depressed.
Me too.
It was just
where the grass is like kind of crunchy and yellow.
And they're just, and they're having like,
and you get that weird body odor smell after you've been playing outside.
And the sky is like mackerel. No.
No.
Sickly.
It's disgusting. Let's not even talk about it.
She brings Henry, and then Wild Rose brings Brooks, her son.
I brought Brooks in a scooter.
Wild Rose goes,
if you told me last year that one day Lisa Barlow and I would be friends, I would say, you are crazy.
She goes, I would have laughed at you in the face.
I just heard I'm officially over Whitney and Justin's plotline.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's fine, right? She goes, like, they're going to be fine.
She goes, well, right now I am the sole breadwinner of our family with Wild Rose Beauty Projects.
And Lisa goes, you're going to do great. You're going to do amazing. It's going to be great.
You're going to be great. Whitney goes, it's known that if you carry around emotion, that turns into disease. So we all know that. So now I have to let it out. I was like, I love this. Is like a trend on Housewives now. They're fully trauma. On body keeps the score. Because like Lisa Rinna said this last season. She was like, what? You hold it in, you get cancer.
Yeah.
So not no, but I'm like, this is interesting. Like I like seeing these women kind of realizing it now.
At one point, they go, Wild Rose goes, where's Brooks? I'm like, they're going to get kids. This is like the beginning of like one of those like
prisoners.
Early 80s kidnapping stories that take place in like Colorado or in the Southwest, where like kids would go missing and then be on, like, this is how it starts.
Yeah, I thought that too.
They're going,
where is Brooks? Brooks, yoo-hoo, come back, Brooks. Come sit with mother.
Brooks is gone.
I was looking beyond the women to the two boys, like standing at the top of the playground, like talking. And I was like, I wonder what they're talking about.
I don't know.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
TikTok?
Definitely not girls.
No.
They're not there yet. Or boys.
They're cute.
They're just talking about, boys are weird. They just talk about like
snakes.
Clouds.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like that.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're definitely not like, this is so weird.
They're not scheming. No, that boys don't acknowledge what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Lisa goes, all the people that raise their hands, I'm embarrassed for them. I'm embarrassed at them.
Imagine asking who's my friend, and then people raise their hands. Embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
She goes, I want a different relationship with God than I have. Whitney's like, I think Lisa's just into Mormonism for like community and like friends. That's why I'm like the ultimate community that's not going to be like creepy about things. Are the Jews.
They, yeah.
God's calling you back home.
It's a great community. New York, I think, just is calling to Lisa Barlow.
It is. God's calling. Will she answer?
Hey, God, it's me, Barlow, again.
It's me, your VIP client.
Am I a Manhattan girl or a Park City girl? Let me know. Wild Rose goes over to Cousin Heather's house for a stern talking. Heather answers the door and she goes, I'm so glad to see you. And for a second, it seems like maybe the two cousins turned best friends will bury the hatchet.
Maybe there is hope after all for us to communicate.
But no.
No.
No, it's not.
Heather.
At one point, Whitney goes, that right there, Heather, that is the dinger. Oh, no. Heather, basically.
Oh, no. So you're telling me.
You're telling me. She goes, my cousin and best friend who doesn't even know that my husband has been fired.
And then you see Heather go, Justin's been fired.
So I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I get the sense of their relationship that Whitney is always the one supporting Heather and it's not the other way around. So when that dynamic is changed, it doesn't work for the relationship anymore.
Well, I think Heather was like, I'm the one leaving the church. I'm the one like being a bad Mormon. Like, this is my journey. Like, this is my identity.
I'm the bad Mormon here.
But Wild Rose even took to pen to paper to sign away her exit from the Mormon church. She's taking things one step further. And Heather's like, I think Heather has like resentment because she's...
There's competition vibes. Yeah. Because also like Whitney is like prettier.
Well, Whitney's like more like...
She's like has youth and beauty on her side.
And she's like... Yeah, and she's married and she's like fucking her husband. Heather's divorced. She's not as... I think Heather still has like shame. She's still sort of like one foot is still in the church. And Whitney seems like fully out of it.
Yeah.
And she's jealous of Miss Wild Rose.
She... Yeah, you're so right.
I think she just feels...
There can only be one bad Mormon.
Yeah, and I think she's feel like, especially that they're family, I think she feels like a weird, like...
Like, why are you stealing my thunder?
Why are you stealing my thunder? Like, I'm the bad sheep of the family.
And he's like, I see you are a bad Mormon, and I raise you one. I will now have mud sex with Justin. I will now leave the church. Who's bad now? I will start up, sink all my money into Wild Rose Beauty.
Who's reckless? Bad?
Who's reckless? It's me, the bad Mormon of the bunch.
It's me.
Hi. It's me, the Wild Mormon.
The problem
Mormon.
Is me.
And then at one point, Heather goes, goodbye, Whitney. We've had enough. And then she closes the door and then leaves. They basically are done.
And they're not.
They're not talking.
That's sad.
I know.
But it is like, I think, toxic dynamic of resentment.
Codependent.
Yeah. And scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
Oof. There's room enough for both. You can both be bad Mormons.
Not in this town.
Not here.
But I also think
not
Whitney's...
Now.
I don't think Whitney's like... I don't think it's all Heather. I think Whitney's...
I think she's stunted emotionally.
Yeah, I don't think Whitney's like always there for Heather. Like, I think it's like a two-way. They both kind of were bad cousins.
Yeah. Well.
Well, see you next week, everyone.
Love and light.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.